I have such great memories of my friends growing up, and there's been times where I felt like or believed that they were shielding me from stuff. I think about snowball fights and times where somebody took the snowball for you. And it's just so good. Friends will do that for one another. And we have Abram here in Genesis 15 that is willing to look to God, to trust in God, to believe in God, and to rest in Him. The fact that He was his shield, He was the one he looked to, and that he could trust. And so we come to this passage of Scripture here in Genesis 15, and he had obeyed God. He left the land God wanted him to leave, but ever since doing that, things had not been smooth at all. He had run into the Canaanites. He had to face a famine. He lost his wife to an Egyptian pharaoh. He faced a family squabble with Lot. He had to go to war against a mighty army. So God knew that Abram needed some encouragement. And in spite of those circumstances, God's always going to fulfill his promises to those who trust him. And so we come here to verse 1, and we see that God is giving him encouragement. Look at this first verse here. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. He says, "Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great." And so we see an encouragement coming at a time that he needs it. He says, after these things, that's all the things that had happened to Abram since he followed God. After Abram had stayed faithful through very difficult times, God's encouragement came to him. And it came to him in a divine way. That word vision is one that refers to seeing or beholding something in one's mind. And there was a divine message here. He's saying that if you're a faithful believer, you don't need to fear. It's the first do not fear message in the Bible. And the fear was caused by Abram just destroying four kings and thinking they could regroup and come against him and his family. And plus, he had just been rude to the king of Sodom. Here's four reasons from Isaiah for not fearing. God's with you in 41 verse 10. God will help you in 41, 13, and 14. God has redeemed you in 43:1, and God has chosen you, 44:2. So even Isaiah is telling faithful believers that they don't need to fear. And then faithful believers have God as their shield, and a shield protects against enemy assaults. There's four Hebrew words for shield, and this is the smaller one, the one that looked least impressive, humanly speaking. And then faithful believers will have God give them rewards. God chose Israel as a reward to Abram. So Abram responds to that encouragement. Look at verses 2 and 3. But Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir." So he's got no heir. He's wondering precisely what this reward's going to be. He did trust God, but God didn't seem to be doing anything. And then God gave Abram his promise. Look at verses 4 and 5. He says, "And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, 'This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir.' And he brought him outside and said, 'Look toward heaven and number the stars. If you're able to number them,' then he said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.'" So he's pointing at these descendants, this seed. It's going to be an innumerable number of Jews who are going to come through him physically. And the great seed, Jesus Christ, who would come through Abram physically. And then a great spiritual seed that would come after Jesus Christ, who would come through Abram spiritually. So he's got a huge thing promised him here. And then we see a verse that is so important to remember as you're young and what do I believe? Well, he placed his faith in the promise of God. Look at verse 6. He says, "And he believed the Lord, and he counted to him as righteousness." So we see here, this is a verse that's quoted in Habakkuk, in Romans, in Galatians, once by the writer of Hebrews, and once by James. It's the first instance of the use of the word believe in the scriptures, and it eliminates any thought of a work salvation. So what does it mean to believe? Well, the word believe means to trust or have confidence in something. The literal Hebrew word used here is the word amen, which means I believe and trust it is true. And the object of Abram's trust or confidence was in what the Lord had promised. So we may accurately conclude that a faith that is calculated by God as righteous is one that places its confidence in God and not in yourself. But what did Abram believe? Abram, knowing full well that he could do nothing to produce a seed, he and his wife were aging and they had not been able to have a child. He put his confidence and trust in the fact that God only is the one who could produce a child. So Abram's faith was really one that believed, realizing he couldn't achieve. His righteousness was most definitely a faith righteousness and not a works righteousness. But how did God calculate or reckon Abram's faith? The word reckon or count is one that means God mentally computes or calculates one as righteous. So when Abram stood helpless before God and admitted that he did believe that through him would come God's seed, even though there's nothing humanly possible that he could do, God calculated Abram as righteous. So notice carefully how righteousness comes to an individual. It's by God's calculation, not by man's works. So how is it that one may be calculated as righteous by God today? The answer is clearly seen in Romans 4:5, by faith in Jesus Christ. Righteousness is imputed to one who believes. So Abram had accomplished some impressive things for God, and God had done some very special things for Abram. But when he stood totally helpless before God and trusted in God's word, God declared him righteous. So the call of Abram occurred in Genesis 12, but the justification of Abram occurred in Genesis 15.